Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provider Transfer Line. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Yes, her name is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, and last name Hunt.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and can you confirm her phone number?
Yes, 469-818-7503.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. I can take it from here.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, hi, Ashley. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I hear you.
Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this, or have you signed any paperwork?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States as well?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when it was that you were diagnosed?
It was last year, the end of September.
Okay. So I'm going to put September 30th of 2023 as an estimate. Does that sound good?
Yeah, round about that date.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. And what was your date of birth?
5/17/1987.
Okay. I heard 5/17/1987. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And do you know, Ashley, anyone else that used Depot Provera was affected in any sense?
I know somebody who used it, but I don't believe she had any, it didn't affect her in a way.
Okay. No worries. And do you know if it was Depot Provera that you were using, or was it a generic version?
No, it was that. That's the one I was using. I was getting a shot every 3 months.
Okay. No worries. And so did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes. I started them the beginning of March of 2022, and I stopped September of last year when I started getting these side effects, I didn't take any more.
Yeah, and I completely understand. So you said you started around March 2022, and then you ended September 2023, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Perfect. Now, I have your name here spelled out. Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good. And then last name Hunt, H-U-N-T, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Do you have a middle name?
Do I have what? Sorry.
A middle name.
Tonight. Uh-huh. T as in Tom, mm-hmm. E, everybody, N, Nancy, E, everybody, A, Ashley.
Okay. So I have T-E-N-E-A, is that right?
Yeah, that's my middle name.
Okay, perfect. And what was your social, Ashley?
644-101787.
Okay, again, that was...
What is the social for?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just so the attorneys can go ahead and pull those medical records for you.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, I have 644-101787. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, sounds good. Now, the nice gentleman did transfer your email. I have ahunt187@gmail.com. Again, phone number 469-818-7503. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Okay, and what was your address?
306 Fifth 5TH Street in Palestine, Texas, 75803.
Okay. I have 306 Fifth Street in Palestine, Texas, 75803. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And is this a house or is there an apartment number?
That's a house.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Now, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, I just had his paperwork pulled up from the previous guy. It was Dr. Todd Patrick in Tyler, Texas.
Okay, I did see him. Todd Patrick, neurologist in Tyler, Texas. Sounds great. Okay, just transferring his information. Now, do you remember the facility or the clinic where you were diagnosed?
Yeah, it was in Tyler at Mother Francis Hospital.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I see Christus Mother Francis Hospital, Tyler, and that's on Dawson Street in Tyler, Texas. Is that right?
Yeah, it was on Dawson.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Again, just one second. I am transferring their information here. Okay, and do you have the medical records for this?
I have a few documents, but, I mean, I can contact them for the documents if I need to.
Sounds good. And do you know if you've been diagnosed with any sort of cancer before the meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, that is really good to hear. Okay, great. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Ashley, does anyone come to mind?
You said somebody that you can contact for me?
Yeah, if we can't reach you for an extended period, we would just reach out, see if there is a better way to contact you, but we would never share any information with this person.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you can call my mother.
Okay, perfect. And what was your mother's name?
Lisa, L-I-S-A,
mm-hmm.
Dorsey, D-O-R-S-E-Y.
Okay, perfect. And what's her phone number?
903-373-7497.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, that was 903-373-7497. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, it does ask for an email. Do you have her email, or do you want me to put yours?
Yeah, you can just put mine because I don't remember hers exactly.
No worries. Same goes for her address. Do you have her address, or, again, I could just put yours?
Her address is 118 East Gillespie. It's G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E Street. In Palestine, Texas, 75801.
Can you repeat the zip code?
75801.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. So what I am going to do now, Ashley, is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. So what this is for is just giving the attorneys your consent to go ahead and pull those medical records. They do need your consent to go ahead and do that. Now, do you want this sent to your email, to your text messages? Do you have a preference?
You can send it to email.
Okay, sounds good. Now, before I do send it out, I want to verify some information on here. I have Ashley, common spelling, middle name T-E-N-E-A, Hunt, common spelling. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Now I have your address. Again, it's 306 5th Street in Palestine, Texas, 75803. I have your date of birth as May 17th, 1987, and then your social is 644-101787. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Sounds good. So I just sent that out. If you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, open up that email, let me know when that does come through. And if you have any issues signing, I'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay, no, it just came through.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I just hit finish.
Okay, perfect. I'll let you know when I do receive it on. Okay, I did just receive it on my end, actually. Okay, so now the attorneys, they will reach out. I would, well, it is a Friday, so I would say maybe next week they will reach out. They're just going to verify some information with you. Once they do, obviously, if you have any case-related inquiries, you can always reach out to them or myself. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
So y'all have to decide whether I'm, I guess, eligible or not, and then y'all will contact me. And as far as the settlement, like, well, how would I get the payment? Do y'all like mail a check, or like how does it work once if you do decide that I'm eligible?
So as of right now, you did meet the minimum criteria. Now all that's left is pulling those medical records, verifying that information. Then, the attorneys would reach out, and as far as that settlement goes, that is on their end. I wouldn't know personally how they would go about that settlement. But yeah, that's a great question for them. Once you do get them on the phone, or if they contact you, like I said, you can always, jot down some questions, and they'll do their best to answer them. Besides that, do you have anything else?
Okay. No, I don't have anything else.
Okay, no worries. Well, I hope you have a great weekend, Ashley, and I thank you for your time, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.